There was a little old Christian lady living next door to an atheist. Every morning, the lady comes out onto her front porch and shouts, "Praise the Lord." The atheist yells back, "There is no God." She does this every morning with the same result. As time goes on, the lady runs into financial difficulties and has trouble buying food. She goes out onto the porch and asks God for help with groceries, then says, "Praise the Lord." The next morning, she goes out onto the porch, and there's the groceries she asked for. Of course, she says, "Praise the Lord." Then the atheist jumps out from behind the bush and says, "Ha, I bought those groceries. There is no God." The lady looks at him and smiles. She shouts, "Praise the Lord. Not only did you provide for me, Lord, you made Satan pay for the groceries." The world we live in is rapidly changing. Things are being accepted that were once rejected. Good things are now being thrown out as bad. And the Bible is turning into a book of good hopes and dreams. There are two types of churchgoers in today's world. You have the believers, and then you have the Christians. And by the end of the sermon, I bet we'll find out which category we lie in. The Bible has slowly but surely moved out of the views and concerns of the nation. Yet the book was one of the basic things this nation was founded on. You see, the Bible keeps us anchored in our morals and values so the mistakes we make can be fixed and avoided. Sodom and Gomorrah let loose of their anchor and God destroyed them. Tens of thousands call themselves Christians. Most of us call ourselves Christians as well. But yet, if we all died at this moment, I bet none of us would make it to heaven. It doesn't matter if we just believe in God. It doesn't matter if we just believe Jesus died for us. The devil believes in God, so do all the demons. So do you want a cookie since you joined the whole community of hell in their belief statement? James 2, 14 through 24 says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace and keep warm and keep your fill and eat your fill,' and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. But if someone will say, 'You have faith and I have works,' show me your faith without works, and I by my words will show you my faith. You believe that God is one. You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith without works is barren?" So what makes us a Christian is not whether we believe in him, it's whether or not we can live for him. God doesn't really care that you just believe in him. He wants the person that clothes the poor, feeds the hungry, tends the sick, visits the imprisoned, and shouts his name out loud. That is a true Christian. There are plenty of believers, but not as many Christians. What justifies James 2, 14 through 20 is Romans 1, 16. Are you unashamed of the gospel? See, here we are 2,000 years after Jesus' death, and we are scared to mention that we are a Christian because of what people will think of us, when back in Jesus' day, you'd be killed for being a Christian. I think I know where the majority of us would be in that situation. Who are we to expect grace and blessings when times are hard, when we are the ones who re-crucify Jesus every time we turn our backs on him? Paul, here we are, you say. You're preaching to the choir, man. Why are you lecturing us about being unashamed? Well, this is a church, a building made by man. God's word is not meant to be contained and couldn't even if we tried. But if I was preaching to the choir, then every pew would be full, and there'd be a line filed outside waiting to hear the sermon every Sunday. If I was preaching to the choir, then Christians wouldn't be getting sued or for not doing things based on what they believe. If I was preaching to the choir, then on Sundays, all across America would have empty streets and empty homes because there wouldn't just be believers sitting in the pews. There'd be Christians. We, as a Christian community, not in Warsaw, but as a nation, Christians, we are failing. We wake up to the people in the pews. We are in some of the people up here preaching. We are failing on this whole making disciples thing. The devil, with the world at his side, is tearing up this nation, especially, but the world. And believers are on the sidelines watching Christians get hammered. I don't care how old we are, or what we've been through, or who we are, we have not done enough to ever retire from being a Christian. Until the day you hang before the world in all humility and pain, but have love for everyone that has spat on you, brought you pain, and laughed at you, you haven't done enough. No, I'm not preaching to the choir today. Do you know that there really is a God?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know that there really is a devil? And do you know that there really are angels and demons? There's a 24/7 battle going on all around us. Whispers here and there are trying to corrupt every single one of us. Most believers who believe that believing is seeing turn their head to the spiritual realm. Because it's something they don't understand. But to a Christian, ignorance is never bliss. A true Christian fights the devil and the world with the Bible at his side and the Word of God on his tongue. And with the direction this nation's going with Christianity, you might want to strap a gun to your side too. The world, and with this nation leading it, is heading down a path only God can fix. Everyone wants to accept and be happy with everything, which isn't always bad. But without the Bible at your side to keep us anchored, we'll fall with the rest of the world. The leaders of this nation think they can do it all on their own. They think they rule the laws of this world and have it figured out. There is only one God that rules them, and it's money. Every decision you or I make is always based on money. Marijuana is a good example. A bunch of states are legalizing it, and every pothead in America is happy that the government is finally understanding. No, all they understand is that they get tax revenue off of your dollars spent. It's all about greed of money, and as a Christian, not just a believer, we know that money doesn't drive us. As a believer, you get pulled into the world, but as a Christian, we stand apart. The world doesn't like change. When change happens, the world expects everyone to follow. An example of a recent change that is skyrocketing is homosexuality. Yes, I'm going to talk about homosexuality, and no, there's no news here to change my words and make me look like a bad guy. Anyways, everyone thinks that Christianity hates homosexuality, and that is totally not the case. As a Christian, we believe that God does not create homosexuals. Homosexuals are created by the wayward thoughts and actions that are absent of the Scripture's direction. That doesn't mean that homosexuals aren't welcome or hated in the church community, but they're just sinners like the rest of us. But even after we explain, the world chooses to single us out because we follow the Bible and not money or the majority rule. So knowing this, we won't be accepted as a Christian. People will laugh at us, kick us out, sue us, fire us, and whatever else. But none of us should worry about that because we're Christian, and God will provide. Without the Bible keeping us anchored, we'll eventually start thinking that, you know, missing worship is okay on Sundays every once in a while because we got a fish. Or where's Tyler? Oh, where's Tyler?
He's fishing.
Oh, he's fishing. Because we got a fish, or, you know, then denying God a couple times just to fit in with the group is okay. And then, you know, drugs aren't bad as long as it doesn't affect me, right? And then, you know, hey, we're going to get married anyways. Let's just go ahead and have sex. And then we start accepting that, you know, like homosexuality is just a natural thing. It's okay. Just, you know, that's up to you guys. And then when we're older, we just decide that we've had enough discipleship and we go ahead and retire from being a Christian. Then when we die and meet Jesus, he gives us a Bible and says, I've given you the guidelines. Why did you ignore them? There should be no questions on how to live this life. It's in the Bible. I find it funny that when this country was founded, religion was really pressed into importance, and yet hardly any founding of the fathers were actually Christian. This is because that religion, specifically Christianity, places good morals into a person, and good morals lead to good behavior, responsibility, and work ethic. Is it something to realize that as our fading government presses religion out of our country, shootings, dropouts, teen pregnancies, suicides, and a whole bunch of other stuff, for lack of a better word, seems to increase in its absence? Don't be blind to the obvious signs around you and fall into the rut with everyone else. Ignorance isn't bliss when your eternity is on the line. We are the final stand. No one else in this whole entire world can help, truly help, 7 billion people except for Christianity. And I'm not saying believers. I'm saying Christians. I'm saying full-on Jesus freaks. God is inside all of us. If we have truly accepted Jesus into our heart, then all we have to do is let him out. And if we let him out, the fact is that we're going to be kicked out, made fun of, and probably won't get that pay raise. You know, here pretty soon, we probably won't even get the job if we're openly Christian. A news reporter the other day had an interview and asked, at what point do personal rights trump religious freedom? This is the beginning of the end, but there's hope. Yeah, the devil has a lot of leverage on us, but we have God on our side. And nothing is impossible with Christ. With persecution comes strength, and with strength comes the power of God. The Romans persecuted Christians for hundreds of years and eventually became what they tried to kill, a Christian nation. Listen, separate yourself from the world and be not just a believer, but a true Christian, a true Jesus freak. Just like the woman in the joke earlier, keep praising God no matter what other people say, and God will provide. I hope we're all man and woman enough, but if not, I guess that's okay. But when push comes to shove, and Jesus arrives in the clouds with fire blazing and everyone cowering in awe of his power and might, I want to be on his side.